So because we have sent notes, I'm going to try and keep to them, but if we don't, it's not a crisis, is it? I have written a statement for us that I want us to start with.
It
says human beings need hospitals when they are incapacitated. In other words, when you are hurting, when you have suffered some kind of injury, when you have gone through something that stops you from operating at your optimum potential, you need time out. You need treatment. You need to be attended to. None of us will live life without ever having to have treatment at one point or the other. At one point, you will be rejected. At one point, you will be betrayed. At one point, you will suffer a loss. At one point, your tears will be your food. All of us will have that season. And so all of us at one point will need a hospital. But the problem is we have a tendency to be addicted to medication.
So this is time that you to spend pants going
here. What is medication? Medication is drug. Oftentimes, when we speak of drug addicts, we think cocaine, we think nyaupe. We don't think of the fact that any drug, including food, because food is a drug for other people. Other people, when they suffer, they eat more, isn't it? And they get addicted. People get addicted to the point that now they lose the vigor. Mahlahlaha lo mfutho ukuthi ngisane impilo. They lose the idea that beyond this treatment, I still have a life of victory to live. Beyond the pain that I was treated for, I still have battles to overcome. Now they stay in that place of treatment. Once you stay in that place, you will find that you're not
going
to experience God as much anymore. And I'm going to explain what do I mean. Because God does not intend to keep you in treatment. He intends to heal you, so that you can be restored to the vigor of life. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
So now I want to follow a different route, and then we'll try and follow at the back there. We're talking about the fact that God said light is good. So let's take a different route. Let's start in the book of Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, verse 1, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was void and without form. And
it
says, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, when you continue with the reading, I want you to appreciate what is happening. Why is God creating the earth? God had said He wants to put man on earth. It was in God's heart to create you and me. And because it was God's heart to create you and me, He had a purpose for us, He says. He says, let us create man in our image and in our
likeness.
Let them do what? Let them have dominion over the birds of the earth, over animals that crawl upon the earth, and all that is in the sea. So God says, man is going to be my extension of rulership on earth. The Bible tells us that the heavens that are high above belong to God. But the earth He has given to the sons of men to be gods. So God says, I want to rule heaven, the spirit domain. But I'm going to give man earth, the physical domain. So what he's doing, as we read from verse 3 downwards, God is creating a conducive environment for man to exist, to live, to function, and to dominate. In other words, if heaven is perfect for God, God wants earth to be perfect for man. Now the Bible shows us something. It says, but darkness was on the surface of the deep. Now, God could have just said, I can just decide to put man on earth with darkness. You understand God could have done that? You understand God could have made us nocturnal beings, that when we operate in darkness. Those of you who did biology, remember cones and rods. Cones and rods, you don't remember
that?
Okay, some of us did that 30 years plus ago. Cones and rods are in your eyes. Part of those ciliary muscles that functions at the back of your eyes. When you are in the dark, they make your eyes adjust. You've realized when you get into the dark, you don't see much first time. But after some time, you start seeing. But if you spend long time in the dark, what happens when you go outside? It's too bright for you. Those things called the cones and the rods, they make those adjustments. Now, which means, if God deemed the perfect environment for us to be the one that does not have darkness, He had an obligation to remove what? Darkness. And then the Bible says, and God said what? God said what? God said, let there be.
What makube yokona ukukhanya.
And this is the part I like.
Na indawo endithandayo.
And God saw.
UThixo wabona.
It doesn't mean God discovered.
Ayithi wafumanisa.
It means God concluded.
Wathatha isigqibo.
God decided.
Wagqiba.
God said.
Wathi.
Of the options of men's perfect existence. What will suit him best?
Is light.
It says, and God saw that light was
good.
And we come to the very first separation in the beginning. What was the first separation? And God separated what? Light from
ukukhanya
nobumnyama. Okay. If other things I don't get to clarify to you, just remember this part. When God wanted a perfect environment for you, He deemed it necessary that light must be separated from darkness.
Now,
the Bible then says God continued to make two big lights. The sun and the moon. One to govern the day and the other to govern the night. And then he says so that they can separate light from
darkness.
Sounds like a straightforward thing, isn't it? But let me tell you why it's not a simple thing. Let's go to the book of John. Okay, now I've deviated, but it's fine. Let's go to John chapter
3.
In John chapter 3,
Johannes 3,
we know
siyazi.
Verse 16 again.
Verse 16.
Verse 16 of John chapter 3 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That part we all know, right? But let's read verse 17.
Genesis 3.
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. 18. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only
Son.
It says, if you don't believe, you are already condemned. Verse 19. And this is what? This is what?
Condemnation.
It says, if you don't believe in the Son of God, you are already condemned. And then it explains why are you condemned. So for you and I,
for me and
Awe, the reading that we can make on the surface is because I am condemned because I don't believe in Jesus. But there's a further explanation that is given. And,
says,
and this is the condemnation. This is the verdict. This is the reason why you are condemned. That light has come into the world. Who's the light? Jesus says, I am the light of the
world.
Right? It says, I love this. Light has come or has come into the world.
But
what's the problem? Men what? Men loved what? When he says men, he doesn't speak of gender. Even though men do love darkness most. But when he says men, he says human beings have a deep-seated tendency to prefer darkness over light. When God presents us with light, we prefer to peek into the light. No, we peek.
See,
we siyalunguza. There are people who
okunabantu
peek into the light.
Abalunguzayo
ekhanyeni. But their default choice and setting.
Kodwa uzikhethela kwami. Kumele wandawo.
And I'm not talking about people that are not born again.
Andithethi ngabantu bangazalwa ngokutsha.
I'm talking about Christians.
Ngithetha ngamaKristu.
I'm talking about people.
Ngithetha ngabantu
who come into the presence of God.
Abaza ebukhweneni
bukaThixo. And choose.
Bakhethe
to enjoy.
Uthi bahlale
bangadalwa. As a perfect environment.
Njengendawo egqibeleleyo.
In that light.
Kuko lokho khanye.
They hear.
Bave.
The perfect will of God for them.
Intando kaThixo egqibeleleyo for bona.
They hear that in God.
Bava ukuthi kuye
uThixo. You have been made holy.
Wenze ukuthi bengopheleleyo.
In God.
Kuye uThixo.
You have been made the head and not the tail.
Wenze inhloko hayi umsila.
That in Christ Jesus.
Kuye uKristu Jesu.
You have come to receive.
Uzile ukuthi uzokwamkela.
Redemption.
Ukubangwa.
Forgiveness of your sins.
Uxolelwa kwezono.
Come to hear.
Uthi uze ukuze.
That in Christ.
Christu.
You have life.
Nempilo.
And you have it more abundant.
Unayo ngokuchichima lako.
They have come to hear.
Uthi baze kuye.
That in his presence.
Uthi abukhonani bakhe.
There is fullness of joy.
Kunogcwala
kunjabulo yakhe. Taste of the goodness of God.
Injabulo yakhe.
They lift up their hands to God.
Baphamsa izandla zabo kuThixo.
And they realize that God was right.
Baqaphela ukuthi uThixo bekalungile.
Is good.
Ukhanya kulungile.
But deep in their hearts.
Kodwa kujuleni kwenhliziyo zabo.
They have an uncompromising love for darkness.
Ebanothando oluthandwa bomnyama.
I'm not picking on you right now, ne?
Angisho kuwe kwamanje angithi.
If I am picking on you, then I'm talking to you.
Bangaba ngisho kuwe
then ngisho kuwe. But my intention is not to pick on you.
Kodwa ke bengazimisela
ukuthi this is why some people go to church.
Yolonke abanye abantu baya enkonzweni
Easter
enge Pasika
Christmas
ye Christmas
first Sunday
so
last Sunday what are they going to do?
Uyokwenzani
to peek
uthi uyobheka bheka
into the light
ekukhanyeni
but then they go back
kodwa babuye lemo
to their first love
ekuthando labo lokuqala
darkness
lobo mnyama.
And when I say darkness,
manditi bomnyama.
I'm not only referring to just sinful acts of the flesh.
Andisho nje kwizenzo zobomnyama, zesono bomnyama
zenyama. I'm talking about all tendencies.
Uthatha ngazo zonke izimo.
That steal our love for God.
Ezintshontsha uthando lwethu kuThixo.
I'm talking about unforgiveness.
Uthatha ngakho ungaxoleli.
That makes me feel justified to be rude to people.
Okwenza ukuthi nizizwe mina ngongcwele ukuthi ngibe ngokwada ebantwini.
I'm talking about
Uthatha
the pain that you suffer that makes you think.
Ngenhlungu ohlupheka kuyo
ngoba
ngokuthi uthi angisamfuni uThixo.
God is light. If you don't want God anymore.
Bangabamfuni uThixo.
Just be honest with yourself.
Wena banesithi
nyaliso kuwe.
Uthi ukhetha
deep seated love.
Ukhetha
darkness.
Uthando lujulelo bomnyama obukowe.
Nangukuthi ke nabana bamthi.
You hey yimi abazalwane.
You know you are members of this church.
Niyazi ningamalunga libandla.
We don't go
asihambi.
This is first Sunday.
Sithi hayi
Brakazuke Tabraha is going to be a year of blessing.
Kuzoba unyaka wesibusiso. Kodwa
the Bible says you were blessed.
IBhayibheli ithi
wabusiswa. All spiritual blessing.
Ngazi izibusiso zikaMoya.
In Christ Jesus.
Kuye uKristu Jesu.
Everything that you will have.
Yonke into ozoba nayo.
Every perfect gift.
Sonke isipho esiqibeleleyo.
Every good thing.
Konke okulungileyo.
That you were intended for.
Oba kubekele wena.
It's found in him.
Ifumaneka kuye.
The light.
Ukhanye.
You're going to look at this year and say,
uzobheka lonyaka uthi
great resolutions for this year.
Uthi hayi bene izinto bendizimisele ezinhle for lo nyaka.
What happened?
Kwenzekani?
I can tell you in advance what's going to happen.
Ngizoxolela kwangethuba ukuthi kwenzekani.
You would have picked in all the good things that God intends for you.
Uzomhlamuzwa kwakho ngezoxolela
ukuthi uthi kwakho. But you would not have had the discipline to stay in his presence.
Kodwa uzobe unganako ukuthi uzigcine kuyo kuye.
Okay. So light is
ukhanya kulungile.
But we love what?
Kodwa sithandani? Ubumnyama.
Okay, let's stick to the preaching and not talk about people's issues.
Asihlale ke njumayeleni singathethi ngezinto zabantu.
Because I can talk about issues, people's
issues.
But let's not get there. Let the word help you.
Ne?
So, I need to ask this question and answer it for us. If God is light, and light is good, okay, let's go to John chapter 8.
Asiye ku Yohane sahluko ngo 8.
John chapter 8 verse 12.
Verse 12.
Are you there?
Nifumene.
What does it say? What does it say? Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am what?
I am the light of the world.
I am the light of the
world.
He who follows me shall not walk, but shall have what? Now it's funny. Because Jesus seems to assume that those who follow him have him as their first love. Jesus thinking is that those who follow me have denied themselves. They love me so much that wherever I lead they want to follow. Jesus has taken it upon himself to assume that you and I, we have stopped loving darkness. And so he's saying, I am the light. If you walk in darkness, you will fall into a ditch. For this world has a king. You know that? Okay, let's go back to that verse that we once read, 2 Corinthians 4:4. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, let's see what is happening there. Are you there? What does it say?
It
says, to whom, let's use the verse that you, the version we are. The God of this age. The God of this world. Who is the God of this age? Who?
Man.
Satan, the devil, right? It says, has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see what? So that they cannot see what? Do you see the terminology that is used? It says they are meant to see the light of the gospel. So when you come to Jesus, you see the light. What is the next thing you do? You walk in the light. You follow the light. Because when you get born again, you become a child of the light. Are you hearing?
Now,
the Bible says, the God of this age, this is the God who has a kingdom. Right? Okay, let's read it. So that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Let's go to just Colossians 1:13. We are just emphasizing a point now. Because we've moved from. Let's read verse 12 and 13. We want 13. Colossians 1, 12 and 13. It says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of what? The kingdom of what? Are you following this thing? Don't worry. When we get to the point, you will actually understand what we are talking about. We are people who are part of the kingdom of light. Why? Because God has deemed it necessary that light is
good.
Right? But now, what happened? We are in the kingdom of light. Where were we before? Let's go to verse
1.
For he has rescued us from the dominion of what? The devil's kingdom is a kingdom of what? Of darkness. Now, the devil is so hateful.
He is so bad.
That he does not only let you, he does, maybe he doesn't know, I don't know. I don't know that whether the devil knows that you like darkness. I don't know that. The Bible says men loved what? I don't know whether the devil knows that. Whether he does or he doesn't.
But
he's very determined to keep you in darkness so that he blinds you. He says the God of this world has blinded them so that they walk in darkness. The other year, I was asking Glenn, confirming the details of what happened that day. We were taking a car to Lesotho 1 year with Glenn. And for some reason, this car had headlights problems. We were driving in the early hours of the morning. As we were driving, you do understand, how many of you have ever driven without headlights at night? And that one, in fact, lights didn't work in that car. So how do you think we drove? We put bright, right? Now here's the reality. When you drive or you operate anything at night,
firstly,
vision. What happens to vision? Vision is blurred. You don't have a sense of clarity about where you are going. You don't have a sense of the direction. So people who walk in darkness, who peep into the light, you may say, I have resolutions this year. Let me tell you, as soon as you have resolutions, things are clear because you are in the light as you make the decision. Until you go back to your darkness and suddenly you don't see where 25 is going. You are like, this year, I'm going to do this. And then you even went, write it down. Write the vision. Yeah, but once your personal vision is blurred, driving in the dark makes getting where you should very difficult. But not only that, what about the dangers? Can you drive at 120 when you don't have the light? So you can imagine how long it took us to get to the
Lesotho.
And because we're driving cab right, when the trucks come,
my truck is Caesar.
You know how we communicate that you are brighting.
You
know those trucks that have spotlights? And then after that, we don't see the road. Guess what happened, what we discovered that day? Light is good. Because as the morning came, Thank you, Jesus. Whoever walks in the light shall not fall. He shall not fall into a ditch. He doesn't walk in darkness. Are you still hearing? Don't worry, this is just the doctrine part of things. Hey. So Bazalan. Let's go back to John chapter 3.
I
just want to read these two verses. We're in verse 19 again. Let's go to verse 20 and 21. Are you still there?
Yes, that's a con.
Verse 20 and 21.
20 and 21.
Everyone who what?
Benza.
Who does evil hates what?
Bayolthiya ukhanyiso.
And will not come into the light for fear. Yeah? For fear of what? So let me confront myself and confront you. You have to appreciate that my love for darkness and your love for darkness is the reason why we don't want people to know what we get up to. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm standing here. You are sitting there. You have things that you don't want people to know about. How? Bazalan. I'm not lying. I'm saying. I have things. You have things. That are a reflection of our love for darkness.
How do I know?
It's because we don't want people to know about those things. Because they reflect that at some point, our love for the light was compromised. Ngoma is laughing. Let's try that again.
Asizame futhi.
The reason
isizathu.
You don't want people.
So ngafunisi abantu.
And I don't want people.
Nothi ndingafuna abantu.
To know certain things.
Bazi into ezithile.
About us.
Ngenxa
is because at one point.
Ngenxa uthi ngakhathi sithile.
Our love for the light.
Uthando lwethu for ukukhanya.
Was compromised.
Where ba compromised.
We defaulted. To our love for darkness. And then we did evil. Let's go to the next. But whoever lives by the truth. Are you still there? Whoever does what? Lives by the truth. Does what? Not the one who peeps.
I know Lunguzayo
and peeks.
I
get Kennedy dabbing Hanyan so that we can
let's get to let's the news.
If you don't live by the truth, you live by a lie.
But
a lie, as it's spoken here,
it's
not just the lie you speak. It's what you hold against the truth of the word of God. Anything that is not the word of God is not truth. Even if it can be justifiable to you. Let me give you an example. If someone sins against you, they hurt you, right? That is your fact. That is your personal truth. They The Bible says, what must you do with them?
Ibhayibhile uthi ufuneka wenze ntoni ngabo?
You must what?
Wenzeni?
Forgive them, right? Now, that is the truth of the Bible. That
inyaniso yezwike leyo.
Your truth is,
inyaniso yakho
has hurt me.
Lo muntu lo ngizwise kabuhlungu.
I will not forgive them.
Soze ndimxolele.
Your truth is not the truth.
Inyaniso yakho akusinyaniso.
The truth is, you will forgive them.
Uthi uzomxolela.
But since you choose not to walk in the truth, you won't come into the light.
Kodwa nxa ba ungakhetha ukuhamba enyanisweni ngeke uhambe ukukhanyeni.
You will have the attitude that says,
uzoba nesimilo
sokuchayiswa ngikoloyi.
I wish they can be
here. Ungari bangawela kamgodi.
Okay bangawela emngadini.
You wish for them. What you don't wish for yourself, because you have chosen your lie that lends you into darkness. Why do people ask us as pastors? Pastor, I have a question. Teenagers, listen.
Teenager,
so you're gonna be asking us this question. And let me tell you well in advance, it's a nonsensical question. It's a lie. Is sex before marriage a sin? Your question is not from the truth or the light. It's from your love of darkness. That is the only reason you are asking. You are asking so that you can be justified to live in darkness. Mfundisi, you know, me and my girlfriend are staying together.
Yabona mfundisi, me no cheriam sihlala konye.
Yeah, we be a hand. Mina ne cheriam sihlala kunye.
Sihlala siyahlalusana.
I was just wondering. Now we want to pay lobola in 3 months.
Sifuna but ukhipha ilobola kunyaka entathu.
Are you not even aware that you are asking me a nonsensical question? Should you be staying with your girlfriend? Only you believe that. This side, they don't believe
that.
Only you are shaking your heads. Let me ask the question again. Let me put it clear. If you are in this church, you are not allowed to do fat and set. You are not allowed to abuse your spouse. You are not allowed to sleep around. Not because I say so, but because the Bible says so. It says that's the truth of God. Okay, let me take it further. You are not allowed to be a man who marries another man. You are not allowed to be a woman who marries an. I'm not just saying in this church. I'm saying the truth of this word says so. If you want to live in darkness, then you choose your way. Now, when you choose your darkness, don't impose it on us. Okay, I'm just saying. I don't know why I got today. But I did get there. So my point is, whoever lives by the truth, not their truth, the truth of the Bible, will come into light. So let me just say these last 2 things.
Because
I can see you are already boiling
now.
If you are going to be a proper believer, value what God values.
If
God says light is good, then maintain that light is good, and that you will come out of darkness. So how do you do this? The Bible says, I'm going to give you 2 things you must do. Number 1 is the fact that live with the light himself. What does he say, Jesus? Come unto me.
It is Zangum.
Come what?
It is.
In the book of Isaiah chapter 1, when you read from verse 17 to 18, it says, even if your sins are red, like crimson. Come, come, I will make them white. I will wash you white as snow. Even if you say, I'm going to church cafe Sunday,
and
you're going back to your first love, which is darkness. You are fighting against God. You are in the light. Now that you are here in church, you are in the light. You have come. Don't just come and peek. Come and dwell in the light. I'm not saying come to Cosmos Eat. I'm saying come to Jesus. Make Jesus your joy. Make Jesus your peace. Make Jesus your love. Get to that place where you say, I have lived in darkness enough and God has exposed my heart. And how has God exposed your heart today? He has shown you and me that we love darkness. Are you following? Once you can be honest and say, I love darkness. But darkness is not my ideal environment. Because when God wanted to put me on earth, he removed darkness and separated it from the light. And he has made me the child of the... At least when you leave church today and you go back to your sins, convince yourself, I hate the truth. I don't like light. My heart is exposed. I love darkness. And yes, I love it. I'm going to chow sin. At least when you go to hell, you go knowingly. You go by choice. And if you want this year to get better for you, give us Psalm 119:130. Are you still there? What does it say? Time is no more. Eh? You are not telling me. 130. What does it say? The entrance of does what? Does what?
It's light.
It is Jesus.
Yes.
Who is the word?
Oyolilizwi.
It is Jesus who is the light.
Yes. Okukhanya.
Says, verse 9 of that chapter says, how can a young person keep his way? By what? The way. He says, I have hidden your way in my... Why? So that I may not sin against you. Why? Because when your word comes into my life and I immerse myself in it.
Read the word of God this year.
I don't know why many of us think you will succeed without the word of God. How can you hope to succeed in things you don't invest the word of God in?
Hey, Bazalan.
The word of God
is will get it.
Let's just stand up.
As men again, yeah. I don't want you to go home angry this Sunday, first Sunday.
We'll get there again.
You chose it yourself.
The entrance. The unfolding of God's word brings light.
This is our kind.
Let this book of the law
not
depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate upon it day and night. And you shall ensure to do as what is recorded in there. When you have brought that light, it says, you will prosper.
It is a promenade.
I'm just shocked about us as Christians who take resolutions but don't have the word of God for the situations we are hoping to walk into. What word are you standing on?
This year
I'm going to be successful based on what
verse.
Because God is going to watch over his word to perform in your life. If you invest that word into that situation, you will reap success out of that situation. But if you visit your Bible this year, challenge yourself this year. If not challenging yourself, surprise yourself. This year, read the Bible more than you read any other thing. Read it such that you get saturated. There is light and there is wisdom. Are we okay? We can pray, right?